Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome back to the podcast.
Yes, welcome, welcome. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. We're so excited. We're here with another one of our favorite episodes, BSA, Big Sister Advice.
This time, friendships.
Friendship edition.
Yes.
So obviously to start off, we have our girl trouble of the week.
Yes.
Which is, would you feel comfortable going on a date with your best friend's previous situationship? That is a mouthful. Wow.
That is a mouthful.
What do you think? I think the key word is like the situationship. It's like, what was the situationship?
Like, was it only one date? And she was like, ew, I'm totally not into this guy. And now you think this guy's the love of your life?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's tricky, isn't it?
It's tricky.
I definitely would.
Is this like a guy she maybe like made out with once at a party?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a lot of different things it could be.
Yeah.
I wouldn't just like immediately be like, yeah, sure, let's
no.
do it. I would like, there'd be questions involved, but I think as long as she was okay with it, I would probably be fine with it as well. As long as I really knew she really was and she wasn't just like acting like she was okay with it.
I agree.
You know, because you get girls that are like, they're too proud to be like, mad, like admit that they're mad at you.
To be like, oh my God, yeah, I am mad at you. Because
they'd rather just be like, sure.
Exactly. Because they don't want to show that it actually hurts them.
Mm-hmm.
Ego.
Yeah. But no, I think I would ask.
But I can tell for sure. But I could tell you right now, if it was a situationship of 5 months, no.
Yeah, no. No, definitely.
That's off limits.
Yeah, that's like in my mind an ex.
It's in the girl handbook.
Yeah, because like for me, there is a little bit of a difference between like an ex, even if you don't call each other boyfriend and girlfriend, and a situationship. You know?
Like how serious was the situationship? I think that's where it's at. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Depends.
You need to know. You need to know that first.
And also, who rejected who?
There's a lot of questions.
If he rejected her... And now he wants to go with you on a date?
No.
No, that's bad.
That would ruin your friendship.
Yeah, that will ruin your friendship.
That would be really bad.
Yeah.
I would not be friends with her anymore.
No, I agree.
Yeah. I probably wouldn't. My best friend probably wouldn't do that to me, I would hope.
You'd feel rejected by your friend as well then.
Yeah.
No.
Because he picked her over you. Or she picked him over you.
I don't know. It's just like a hit in the ego. It's something I wouldn't like it.
No. But have you ever gone on a date or dated someone that your friend had something with before?
No.
Me either.
No.
So I think never. I think that's actually.
I wouldn't because I.
Unless I was like, oh my God, he's the one.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I really don't think I would entertain it, actually.
Me neither. And like, I can only imagine if I was like, first of all, if my friend would date any of my exes, I'd be like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't surprise me from the exes, but it would surprise me from my friend. So I feel betrayed by my friend. I think that's where it's at. I would feel betrayed by my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And like, no. I also feel, you know what, like there are so many guys. And like, so when your friend met this guy, so you must have been into him already then. I don't know. It arises a lot of questions.
But yeah, so I, when I think about it like that, I probably wouldn't unless, like, I said it was, like, someone really, really special. But even then, it would be, like, it would be hard for me because we're such loyal people that it's, like,
yeah,
it would be very hard for me, I think, to do that to one of my friends. Unless she was, like, fully, like, not involved with him in a romantic sense at all. Also, like, I don't really want to be kissing someone my best friend kissed. That's a bit weird.
Me too.
Like, I would feel weird every time. It would take me a long time to get over that, I think.
And I also think, like, subconsciously, there will arise a competition between you and your friend. Mm-hmm.
For sure, yeah. I'm just not the kind of girl that could do that. I'm sure there are girls out there that can work through that in a friendship, but for me, no. It's a no-go.
Okay. I agree. Same.
Moving on to dilemma number one.
Yes.
So, I have a close friend of 10 years. She has a boyfriend and they have been dating for 2 years. I like her boyfriend as he's easygoing and caring to my close friend. However, at their New Year's Eve house party, he got really drunk. My friend went to bed before he got drunk because she had an important meeting to attend in the morning. While I was trying to help her boyfriend walk, her boyfriend tried getting with me twice. He was drunk, so I did not make a scene. Also, no one saw what he had done. So I cannot decide whether I should tell her about it or not. I do not want to lose my friend if she misunderstands things. But on the other hand, I feel like it's the right thing to tell her.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely. Like, if your friend misunderstands it, like, that's her problem.
Yeah. You should be honest.
Yes.
Because if you don't tell her,
it will become
much worse. And it will come out.
Yeah, and you don't want to be, like, when it does come out, to blame. She'd be like, you knew? Like, you didn't tell me?
Yeah, that's worse.
Yeah, avoid that at all costs. So just be like, look, your boyfriend was really drunk. I'm sure he didn't mean anything by it, but I think it's best that you know. Because, like, she needs to know he behaves like this when he's drunk.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely. I would want to know if my boyfriend was behaving like that when I'm not around and he's drunk.
Because that's what I thought as well. Like, if he does this to you, his girlfriend's friend, aka best friend, like, whatever you guys are, close friend apparently, what does he do to girls he doesn't know?
Yeah.
Or, like, you don't know. You know what I mean? If he's comfortable enough to do this to his girlfriend's friend, imagine what he does to like, girls. Random girls. Yeah.
For sure. And also, like, if the roles were reversed, you'd want her to tell you. You'd expect her to tell you, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So definitely tell her.
I agree.
And if she responds in a bad way, then that's not good. Maybe she's been told that before.
I think, unfortunately, I agree, definitely tell her, but chances are, again, I feel like she might never look at you the same way, you know what I mean? In the sense of, like, she'll get insecure and she'll see you as competition.
Yeah, maybe this is why she doesn't want to tell her, but that's so sad.
But that's so sad. I still think you should tell her. Mm-hmm. And if she really starts seeing you like that, like, she's not such a good friend then.
Yeah.
Like, no.
No.
And you should be like, I'm telling you this because I love you and I don't want you to be with a shit guy like that.
Yeah.
So if he did that to me, imagine what he did to random girls.
Yeah, and she should understand that.
Yeah.
Tricky.
You should be like, I'm telling you this because I love you. If I wouldn't care about you, I wouldn't have told you this because I knew the risks involved and how you would react.
Yeah. Yeah, if she reacts badly, just say that. Be like, well, I could have not told you. Would you have preferred that?
Yeah. Exactly.
Hopefully she doesn't react bad, but yeah, definitely, definitely tell her because she needs to know. And if she's your close friend, that's what friends do.
I agree. Just tell her.
Just rip the band-aid off.
Yeah.
First thing in the morning. Actually, not first thing. She has an important meeting, but after the meeting.
After the meeting. Well, I think this already passed by now. Yeah. But the meeting is already finished, Millie. The meeting is already finished.
Yeah. Maybe she's already told her as well. Who knows?
Yeah,
let us know.
Let us know let how us know. This situation goes. Like, we're really curious.
Yeah. Because
this is really tricky. I've personally never been in this situation.
I haven't either. I haven't, but I have had a boyfriend of mine get with one of my friends. Yeah, this is story time. Anyways, we won't talk about that.
Oh my god.
When they were drunk.
Oh my god, I've had that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, one of my exes.
Mm. Yeah, not my current boyfriend.
No.
This is an ex as well. Yeah. Not nice, but again, I'm very glad I found out. Otherwise, I would have, you know, you
Me
always
too.
It always comes out.
Me too.
I wasn't told like immediately. I was told later on, and it was so much worse. I would have rather known the next morning.
Exactly, because I found out later on. I'm not friends with that girl anymore because can I trust you?
Absolutely not. It was on my birthday.
What the fuck?
Babe, bad. I'll tell you about it later. But anyways, we should do a story time episode.
We should do a story time episode, like fully expose anonymous.
These people.
And you'll hear all the tea of our like horrendous our love
savage lives.
Past love lives.
Jeez. Okay. Yeah, let
us know if you want to do that. Let us know if you want us to
I
do that, actually.
I honestly think this is a good
story time episode.
Yeah.
I won't call names, but...
No names, but...
No names. It will all be anonymous, but yeah. I will expose.
But they'll know if it's about them, for sure.
Yeah.
Anyways.
It will be fun. Good and it will be shocking. You. Like, me and Millie had some stuff happening to us. Like, you cannot invent that.
No. It's really sad. It's quite sad, actually.
Yeah.
Because, like, I've never done these things to other people. It's only happened to me, like, in my life. I've never, like, been... Anyways.
Looking back, I can laugh with it, but like at the time, I was crying my eyes out.
Oh my God, absolutely. I was so upset.
Babe, I was borderline depression. It was really sad. Now I'm fine.
I'm fine.
But now I'm laughing again. But yeah, let us know.
Let us know.
Dilemma number two. Hi, I kind of have a dilemma that I would love your advice on. I'm almost 19 years old and I'm in uni. I like to go out and I have some great friends and I'm doing very well in school. That's good.
Yeah, well done.
Well done. But I feel like something's missing. I've never been in a serious relationship and I've never had sex. So I feel like I'm missing out on so much. My friends talk about these things a lot and I never know what to say. I'm always wondering when it's going to be my time, you know? Do you have any advice on how to deal with this? This is just something I think about every day. Please help.
Well, I think if it's playing on your mind every day, then, and also if your friends are talking about it, I could see how you feel like left out.
Yeah, me too.
And if you truly want to, don't do it just because your friends are and it's like, you think it's what you should be doing.
Yeah.
But if you want to start experiencing that side of life,
yeah,
then like set up some dates, you know, get on, I don't know if you've gone on a dating app, try that, ask for your friends to set you up with people. I don't know, it depends what she's like.
So I'm not gonna say where she's from on the podcast,
but it doesn't work where she's from. It doesn't work dating apps and stuff.
No.
Okay, right, so this adds,
because I've been there and okay. It's not a place where you would have dating apps because everyone knows each other.
Right.
And it's not like, it's not a place.
It's not a city.
And yeah. Well, it is, but it's like, it's not like the culture to have dating apps there yet. Okay. I feel like it's, everyone knows everyone and it would be, I don't know. It's not like a thing. I feel like dating apps is very like, it's very big in the US and in the UK.
It's big in like big cities. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well then in that case, I think, well, first I think the main thing for me is like,
and also she's only 19.
Yeah, and only
she's 18.
Don't
18.
Do it because your friends are talking about it and you feel like that's what you should be doing. You know, don't let that get to you because like that's not the case at all.
I agree. I wouldn't
don't rush. Like everyone has their own path.
Exactly. I wouldn't let yourself be pushed because all of your friends are having sex and whatever they're doing. I don't want you to have the feeling of like, oh my God, now I need to have sex because else I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, because you want to be part of that conversation. No, don't be like that.
Yeah. Don't stress. Yeah.
Don't stress.
Yeah. And like everyone's time will come when it's the right time.
Yeah.
So.
Because believe it or not, Millie, I was also a late bloomer.
Me too.
Yeah.
Bloomer.
Late bloomer. I was How did I say that?
I was very late as well. Yeah.
Me too.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. And I've always had friends that were much older than me and they would like talk about things that I like never even tried before. I was like, oh my God, how? I was like, how?
Oh my God,
I was scared. I was like, you do what? I was like, is that even a thing? Like, I was shocked. But like, I didn't let it intimidate me and like, I didn't feel left out. It didn't stress me out. I was just like, you know what? Everyone has its time. And you know, when I meet the right person, it will happen. And
same.
You know what I mean?
Same.
I'd rather wait and do it with the right person than
in a meaningful way. Yeah.
Yeah. Than having to do it with a fuckboy, because believe me, that will be not such a nice story to tell.
Yeah. And you'll actually regret having done it probably. Yeah. So yeah, just be patient. Like, don't worry that your friends are doing it and you're not. Because that's totally normal. Like,
and
I'm sure.
Also, I feel like at that age, because it's so new.
Yeah, they're probably
girls
like
always talk about it.
Girls are boy crazy at that age. Let's be honest.
Yeah, they're really boy crazy. They're like, oh my God, mom.
Yeah, this boy.
And all they talk about is like all these new experiences and like dating and like sex and like all these things because it's all new.
Yes,
honey, I don't tell you which positions I got flipped in the day before. Like, you don't know this. You know what I mean? Like, I don't talk about that too because no. But at that age, I can imagine you talk about it. It's all so new. Like, now it's like, no, you don't talk about it.
Not unless asked.
Not in that extent.
Yeah, it's not like the topic of conversation.
No.
You know? But
because it's not that special anymore. Everyone has it.
Yeah.
You know? Everyone does it. At our age, it's not that special anymore. But at that age, it's very special because it's new. And
it's
exciting.
New. Yeah, it's exciting. It's new. I get it.
Yeah.
But don't let it intimidate you. You shouldn't be intimidated at all.
No.
You know?
And maybe if they talk about it so much, maybe talk to like your closest friend, be like, look, I understand you want to talk about all this and like you can always talk to me about it, like even though I can't give you advice.
Yeah.
But can we sometimes talk about something else?
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
I don't always want to talk about boys. Yeah. Our life is bigger than only boys.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. If you can realize that at 19, that's pretty impressive.
That's very impressive.
Because I did not.
It took me a bit longer than that.
Yeah, I'm trying to think when I was 19, my life revolved around the boy I was dating. That was it. That's all I cared about, which is so stupid. I really wish I could go back in time and like not behave like that. But anyways, we live and we learn.
But at the end of the story, like, I really don't want you to be pressured by your friends. Really don't be like, oh my god, they're having sex, so I need to have sex. No,
yeah,
you don't. Wait for the right person. And to be honest, enjoy the talks, you can learn something.
Yeah, exactly.
I had to watch Sex and the City to find out. No one told me anything. Well, my older friends did, but like, my parents were always very close about everything, and like, my mom especially, she was so close. She would never talk to me about sex, or like, she was very, just didn't want to talk to me about it. So I had to find out through like the internet and like my friends. And
no one ever sat me down and had the talk. That's not a thing.
I had to find out.
Yeah, that did not happen.
I had to like listen to and like podcasts, you know, the podcast of Call Her Daddy. Like, yeah, anyhow, we're not going to get into this.
I mean, it's true.
But it's so true. Like, I had to find out from other people. No one ever told me this.
I feel like a lot of kids, that's the case. Like, it's, I mean, maybe, I don't know. I do know boys that have had like their parents sit them down because like, well, it's the case for, actually, this is totally a different topic.
A lot. Yeah, this is a total different topic. But a lot of boys watch porn.
Yeah. But also, like,
a lot of girls do that as well, but
yeah, but
not
like,
as much.
Not as much. But also, like, I feel like sometimes parents have to sit boys down when they're young because if they're not careful, they'll get people pregnant, you know?
That's true.
Like, but also equally females can get pregnant. So it's like, you also need to know to be careful.
My mom was in denial.
So many things.
Yeah. My mom did not handle it that way. My mom was like in the Latin.
Just hoping it would never happen.
My mom was just hoping I didn't even know a boy.
Honestly, same. Same for my dad. He would have never dreamed to sit me and my sister down. Yeah. Like, you guys need to be safe. No way.
Exactly.
No way.
I've never had that talk. So I had to find out from other people. So I think even though it might sometimes annoy you, turn it into a good thing and like learn from their mistakes.
Yeah. And then you'll be like fully prepared when your time comes.
Yeah.
So
take it as like a source of information.
Yeah, but like equally, if they're still talking about it too much and it's annoying, then just like tell them and be like, maybe just like change the topic.
Yeah, exactly.
Bring something totally different up.
Exactly.
But don't rush. Your time will come.
Don't rush. Exactly.
You have all the time in the world.
Because that's also something she said, she feels like she's missing out. Honey, you're not missing out.
Yeah, exactly.
You will have sex for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah, you have a lot of that to look forward to, so don't
you worry. No, don't rush. Because sometimes I feel like kids, like, they just want to grow up so fast. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, why?
Yeah. I mean, I did as well when I was young.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, very typical. I wish I could just be, like, 17, 18 again.
Yeah.
Actually, don't rush. But you know what I mean. Yeah.
You're not missing out. And especially when you're so young, it should now all be about you. I actually think this is a good thing.
Agreed.
You can focus on yourself, on your school, on what you want to do later on. I think this is a great thing. You're doing great.
You're doing great.
We're proud of you. We're proud big sisters.
Moving on to
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare coverage at UH1.com. That's UH1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Dilemma number 3. This is a long one, so bear with me. Hi, girls. I work at an office where my colleagues are also my friends from college, and we sometimes go out for a drink outside of work. I know I have to keep work and private life separate, but I can't forget how they behave at work sometimes. What annoys me the most is the way they snitch things to the bosses. When I forget something, for example, this is often something very small, they find it necessary to post this in a chat we all have with our coworkers and our bosses. Another example is if I don't agree with their opinion about something at work, they will overreact in front of everyone. I've said before that it's hard for me to put up with their behavior at work, but they keep doing it. Like I said, I know I should keep work and private life separate, but I feel like these aren't real friends anymore. Am I exaggerating? How can I improve this situation? No, I don't think you're over-exaggerating.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't really have anything to compare this to in my life, but I can imagine that would be really annoying.
Because we don't have an office life.
Yeah.
We don't work with colleagues.
No.
I can imagine, and I can relate, but maybe not in the same setting.
Yeah. Like, I've always said, you have to be so careful that, like, you don't mix work with pleasure too exactly. much.
Yeah.
Because it just doesn't, especially when you have an office setting.
Yeah.
Because then, like, people know things that, like, you need to have, like, a boundary of, like, your outside life. Because if you bring all of your outside life into the office and everyone knows everything about you, and it's just, like, I don't know.
It gets messy. Yeah. For me, there
needs to be a very clear,
yeah,
like, difference. I don't know how to explain it better.
I agree, because, like, at the end of the day, people will still be people. And, I mean, they won't always be as professional.
Mm-hmm.
So if they know everything about you and about your private life, it's only a matter of time, you know, that they, like, abuse their knowledge, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? And they'll, like, feel privileged.
Yeah.
About which they do now. I feel like these are definitely not friends, first of all. And honestly, this is bullying.
Yeah, it is bullying.
This is bullying.
And it's super unprofessional.
Like, yeah.
Extremely unprofessional. Maybe because they're your, well, you guys have known each other as friends in the past or whatever, that they just feel really comfortable that they can do this to you.
My friend would never do that to me. Yeah,
they shouldn't. But, like, you know, like, would they feel like they know you well enough that they can, like, because I'm sure they don't do that to Sally that they don't know.
Yeah.
You know? Like, why would, like, that would be really, really.
Why do they feel so entitled?
I don't know. I think I would probably, firstly, I probably would stop hanging out with them outside of work.
Me too. That's step one.
If this is how they're behaving in the office. I mean, God, how are they behaving at drinks after work?
Because didn't she say that she already talked about it to them?
Yeah.
Like, if you already voiced it, which was step one, and that didn't work, take your distance. I would distance yourself. These are not your friends. Make new friends outside of the office. I mean, these are not your friends.
Yeah, I would definitely keep work and your, like, private life.
Yeah, separate.
Completely separate.
And don't give it attention anymore. Don't show them that it bothers you anymore. Literally ignore them.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything you give them, like, you feed, you know, you feed their need to be like that with you. You
put fuel on the fire, yeah.
Yeah, you put fuel on a fire. If you don't put the fuel on there anymore, so if
they'll
you
stop, yeah.
Yeah, if you don't give your attention
to it anymore, because they want you to react how you are.
Exactly.
They want that. But
it's action, reaction. Action,
so
reaction.
So bizarre that they're doing this. Like, why are they doing this if they're your friends?
They're not friends.
Very weird.
They're not friends.
Very, very weird.
They're not friends. I'm sorry, but these are not real friends.
Mm. Yeah, I would just, like, avoid them, actually.
Yeah. Honestly, take a step back. Avoid them. And to be honest, if they feel the need to be that petty to you, you know what I would do? I would take it to HR.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, these bitches are being mean to me. They're calling me out. They're doing this and that. And you call them out. Be like,
sure.
Sally, she was 2 minutes late today. I saw Sally calling her boyfriend. Check her phone. Sally called her boyfriend.
Sally took 10 minutes longer on her lunch break today. I think you guys should know this.
I think you guys should know. Like, post it in a group chat. Be like, Sally, yeah. How was that steak, Sally? 10 minutes late. Hope the steak was good.
Sally, where are you? You're 10 minutes late. No,
Sally.
But to be honest, I would do the same if it got to the point where it was, like, really becoming an issue. I mean, sometimes people just don't stop, even if you don't react. So, what a horrible work environment.
Fucking horrible.
I would be pissed
off. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Definitely avoid them. Don't hang out. Don't go for drinks with them anymore.
If they're like, oh, you're coming for drinks after, be like, no, I have plans with my other friends.
Because then maybe they will maybe, like, stop if you're not, like, socializing with them outside of work.
Yeah.
They might slowly be like, okay, never mind. Move on to the next one.
And who knows? They might be like, oh, why did you stop hanging out with us? Be like, I'm not going to accept being treated like this the way I am.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you've already spoken to them and they keep doing it. It's like, well.
And don't have shame. Like, stand your ground.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You are as important as they are. Like, you know what I mean? Don't feel less than them. You are as entitled to have your opinion as they are.
Yeah.
If they ask you, oh, why are you not hanging out with us? Because I don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I don't want to hang out with
a person
like you.
You're mean girls.
You're a mean girl. I don't want to hang out with people like you. I have better friends than you. But no, just be like, I don't want to hang out with you. But have fun for drinks, though. I'm going for drinks with with my other friends. See you Monday at work, Sally. Don't be late.
Don't be late.
Don't be late.
Oh, hilarious. But let us know what happens and it will all be fine. And just distance yourself. Keep work and private life.
Exactly.
It's the key to successful life.
Yeah.
Even though Lulu and I are sat here like good friends and we work together, but we have our boundaries as well. It's fine.
We have good boundaries.
We do.
Yeah.
We do.
It's the same in a relationship as well. Couples that work together, it's very tricky.
Oh my God, never
because
again.
You take work home.
Mm-hmm. And when you have an office job, even more so, because you spend more time at the office than you do at home.
Yeah.
So like, it just doesn't work.
No.
Like, no.
Yeah, anyways. I agree.
Live and you learn.
So on to dilemma number 4. This is the last dilemma. And this actually relates to our girl trouble of the week. One of my best friend matched a guy on Bumble, but they just ended up being friends. The guy has been going out with our group of friends, and later on, my best friend wanted to set him up with me. I've seen and met him twice during our get-togethers, but I did not entertain the idea. Until weeks later on, I finally agreed to give him my number through her and then went for a breakfast date, which turned out to be amazing. My best friend, however, is now slowly drifting away from me since that date. What do I do?
Mm.
So what I don't understand, so she literally says here, so she is the one that set her up with the guy.
It's confusing.
So let Alice set Tiffany up with Jason. So Alice met Jason on the app. Alice said, Tiffany, Jason would actually be a great guy for you. Tiffany got Jason's number through Alice. So like, Tiffany did it very respectfully, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, it's
but now she's drifting away.
It's very confusing because she's the one that
set it up.
So like, I don't understand why she has an issue with it now.
And she's the one that gave her friend's number to Jason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not even like she did it herself.
No.
Literally.
She made it happen. She made that date happen.
There was a lot that had to happen. And also like, if you're going to be mad about this, why were you bringing him around in your friend groups? Obviously, eventually someone was probably going to end up like going on a date with him or something. Doesn't make any sense.
Or she should have voiced it before, like no one, like I wouldn't be uncomfortable. Because also the friend, like the girl who ended up going on the date, she was like, I did not entertain it until weeks later, her best friend gave her number to Jason. So again, it was like the best friend that pushed.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, like you and Jason should go out. Oh my God. And now she ends up really liking Jason.
Yeah.
So after the date. And now Alice is like, what the fuck? Well, or she's slowly drifting away. So
yeah, I wonder if maybe Alice is like, actually, maybe she does fancy him now.
If this was a test, like, weird. I'm sorry, maybe she was like, oh my God, I'm going to test. Like,
yeah.
What? I'm sorry, this is not a movie.
Well, she passed the test at the beginning because she wasn't interested. And then, like, she kept pushing her best friend to actually go for him.
No, I meant like testing her friend.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's weird. Who does that?
No, you shouldn't do that.
We don't have time for games.
Even if it was, she passed it. And then you kept bringing him around and then you gave him my number. Like, those are a lot of hurdles to jump.
Yeah, like, I agree. I feel like this is because in our girl travel of the week, we said, well, normally I would never. But I feel like this is one of the situations where I'm like, they went on one date.
Yeah.
They ended up being best friends. Like,
this is probably the situation where I would feel like it's okay to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
And then... See, but this is why.
If she really is his best friend, she should want the best for him.
Yeah.
Which I guess she did, but now that she sees that it's happening with her friend, she's like, oh my God, no. Because she's probably like, oh my God, no, he's my friend and I want all his love. Mm-hmm. He can't share his love with another girl.
Totally.
I feel like it gives me possessive vibe. Like, you know, possessiveness and friendships?
Yes.
That's the vibe it gives me.
Yeah, I would just be really confused. I would be very, very, very confused. I would probably... tell my friend as well. I'd be like, I'm really confused.
Want?
Like, what's happened?
Yeah, I agree. I'd say the same.
Like, are you sure you're okay with me seeing him?
Yeah.
Because you sort of are the one that made it happen. So I'm really confused why now you've gone quiet. Like, what? I would be so confused.
I agree. You can't start dating your friend's ex.
Yeah.
That crosses the line.
Yes.
But she's the one who set it up. This was a one-time date. They ended up being best friends. He's part of a friend group. She's the one who set it up. She's the one who gave her number to him. Like, she was actually the one who distanced herself for 2 weeks. And she was like, well, I'm not sure. I'm not going to entertain this. But she kept on pushing. And now you're mad. This gives me possessive vibes and friendship. You should confront your friend about it. You should be like, so what is it that you want? Because like because you should also say like, I also have feelings. I'm not going to be pushed on a date, ending up liking the guy. And then you tell me, oh, but you can't have it anymore.
Yeah.
It's as if you put a piece of candy in front of a child and then you're like, you can taste it. And then like, oh, but you can't have the rest.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
you can't do that.
Mm-mm. No, I agree. Yeah. Cause like you're right. She does have feelings. And like, that's so mean to do to your friend. Like, so mean. My God. Yeah. I would just sit her down and be like, what is happening here? This is exhausting.
Yeah, I'd be like, this is exhausting. I don't have time for this, yeah. Alice.
Like, I told you I didn't want to date him, and then you pushed me to date him.
And now I actually like the guy.
Yeah. An issue?
Yeah.
And bizarre. Now exactly. And also, like, if that's the kind of friend she is, like, maybe you just don't need to be friends with her. Like, whoa.
I think...
Toxic vibes.
I think she's just... Maybe this is just, like, a blip that she has. Maybe yeah, this hopefully. Is just, like, a little, you know...
Hopefully she will get over it.
Yeah. But you do need to tell her. You need to be like, I have feelings, too.
Mm-hmm.
You have feelings, clearly.
Yeah.
He has feelings as well, but I have feelings too. Now I like the guy, and now you're telling me I can't hang out with them? Mm. What is this?
What is this?
Be like, this is your doing.
It is, you literally. Reap, she set them up.
You reap what you sow. Is that the thing?
You're right. It's possessive. Maybe she feels like she owns him because she found him kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she doesn't want any, like, yeah. But like, if you're not going to date him, like, let someone else. Do you know what I mean?
So the guy needs to be single for the rest of his life.
Oh my god, could you imagine having being that girl to a guy? No, that doesn't let him date someone. What is that?
What is that? What are you, weird as mom? Behavior.
Yeah.
Gives me mother-in-law vibes.
Yeah.
No go.
No bueno.
I hope we get a dilemma. Please, girls, if you have a dilemma about mothers-in-law, I'd love to talk about that. Because it's such like a reoccurring issue.
I feel like it's an issue, or it's maybe not an issue, but it's something that everyone eventually in their life deals with.
It's a concept, the mother-in-law. Yeah. They've made a movie about it, Monster-in-Law.
Oh, my Monster-in-Law. Well, that's terrible.
You've never seen that with Jane Fonda and J-Lo? Oh, no. My God. I love that movie. Everyone needs to watch it. If you have a horrendous mother-in-law, watch it.
Monster-in-Law.
It's a comedy. It's called Monster-in-Law. It's a comedy. Okay. It's like a rom-com. Like a good old 90s rom-com. Love it. Monster-in-Law. Girls, watch it. It's so good.
Sounds great. Hilarious.
But yeah, we need a dilemma about that. So please, if you have a dilemma, please send it. I want to know it.
Yeah. I feel like there's a lot out there.
Yeah. I used to have a lot of dilemmas like that.
But yeah, sit her down. Let us know what she says because that's not nice or okay. Like, I just don't know what I would do. I would be so confused. Like, so confused.
Honey, choose what you want. Pizza or pasta. You can't have it both. Tonight, you could not have it both.
So true, though. Choose.
What color do you want your wall? Gray or white? Yes. You can only choose one color.
There's no in between here, okay?
There's no in between.
There's no mixing of colors, mixing of dishes. None.
Choose something.
Yes.
And if you don't choose him, someone else will.
But yes, let us know. Good luck. It'll all be fine.
Exactly.
And I don't envy your situation, and I really hope this never happens to me. Anyways, this was our last dilemma, you guys.
Yes. Thank you so much for listening
again, as always. And we'll be back next week. If you have any dilemmas, please DM us on Instagram.
Yes.
Follow us on TikTok, YouTube, all of that jazz.
All our channels.
We'll speak to you guys next week.
See you. Speak to you. Bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.